Evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on your bedside table, flickering my light of love into the eyes of children all over the world. Everywhere there are children, there I am. I sit on the bedside table telling stories of the visits that I have had with people all over the world, with children all over the world, and all of the wonderful things that have happened, because it's all so very, very exciting. Now, I had a visit, in this wonderful month of December. I had an audience no less, with our good friend Santa Claus. Yes, I was up at the North Pole, and you know, elves are married and have wives and children. And I went to see the children of the elves. And as I was visiting with the children of the elves, they were telling me how wonderful it was for their mommy and daddies to be working with Santa Claus, preparing all the presents to be sent all over the world for children everywhere. And one of the little elves said, "I don't believe it." And the other elves looked at him with a great deal of surprise and said, Wampus? 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 What are you talking about?" And Ard was very serious when he asked the question. And Marcia? Marcia was very serious too when she asked the question of her younger brother. "Wampus, what are you talking about that you don't believe that Santa Claus delivers toys all over the world? Who do you think Mommy and Daddy work for? They work for Santa Claus. They make the toys and they prepare them." "Well, I don't see Santa Claus. I have never seen Santa Claus, even though Mommy and Daddy work for him, because he's always so busy, and I have never seen him." Well, Art and Martha said, "Wampus, you realize that Santa Claus is a very busy man. He's like the president of a great corporation, and most of the people in the corporation never get to see him because he's so busy doing all the things that make the corporation big and grow." "Well, I don't believe in something I can't see," Wampus said. "And I haven't seen Santa Claus, so I don't believe in him." Well, Ard and Martha were very much beside themselves, and they ran to their mother and father and said, "Mommy, Daddy, Wampus says he doesn't believe in Santa Claus because he never saw him." Daddy Elf, he says, "Now that's not a surprise. Children all over the world are the same way, and they're not living in Santa's village either. But how come Wampus never sees Santa Claus?" "Well, Wampus could see Santa Claus. He could see Santa Claus very easily if he believed in Santa Claus." "What do you mean, if he believed in Santa Claus?" "Well, Ard, do you and Martha believe in Santa Claus?" And Martha said, "Yes, Daddy, I believe." And Art says, "Yes, Daddy, I believe." "Well, now, why do you believe in Santa Claus?" "Well, because you told us he's there." "Well, now that's fine and dandy too, but who told Wampus that Santa Claus is here?" "Well, didn't you, Mommy and Daddy? Didn't you tell him?" "No. We always thought that he was in on everything and he knew everything, and we never took a time to explain to him what and who Santa Claus is." "But, Mommy and Daddy, don't you think it's about time to do that? Because Wampus is just all upset because he doesn't believe in Santa Claus." Well, Mother Elf and Father Elf decided that this was the time now to go and visit Santa Claus. And so, well, Ard and Marcia had never been to see Santa Claus. They had seen him, but they'd never gone to visit him. Mama Elf and Father Elf said, "Now's the time." And so Mother Elf went to the kitchen, and she baked a pecan pie, one of Santa Claus's favorite pies. And she baked a cherry pie, one of Mrs. Santa Claus's very favorite pies. And so she said, "All right, Wampus, you take the pecan pie, and Marcia, you take the cherry pie, and Ard, you open the doors for them. Okay, okay, Mom, okay, Dad, I'll do that. Glad to help. And so out of the house they went. And the snow was whistling all around. The blizzard was very strong, as the before Christmas blizzards are very strong up in Santa's Village. And they pushed their way through the wind and pushed their way through the snow. And Wampus held on to the pecan pie with all his heart. It was in a box, so it should have been protected, and it was. And Marcia, she held on to the, she held on to the berry pie, because she knew that that was Mrs. Santa's favorite. And after what seemed to be a long, long time, they crossed the square, and they went down the lane, and there at the end of the lane was Santa Claus's house. And it was all lit up, ready for Christmas, with all the Christmas trees, Christmas bulbs, and everything was so pretty, and little people singing here and there on the various Christmas trees that were all artificial but nice. And, oh boy, it was so pretty. And Mama says, I never saw this. And Mama Elf and Father Elf said, I know, Mama, I'm sorry. And so they knocked on the door. And who should come to the door but Mrs. Santa Claus herself. And she opened the door and she says, why, my elves, how wonderful to see you. Are these your children? Is this Wampus and Ard and Marcia? And Daddy Elf said, yes, ma'am, these are my children. And so they went in, and they talked to Santa Claus. And Marcia and Ard were very quiet and very peaceful. And as they walked into the house, they realized that it was a very Christmassy house, with Christmas flowers everywhere and with lights glowing everywhere. And there was Santa sitting in his big easy chair waiting for lunch to be served. Mrs. Santa Claus was getting lunch ready now. And so Wampus said to his mom and dad, can I go and see Santa Claus now? And Daddy Elf says, why, of course. Would you like me to introduce you? And Wampus says, I think I'll introduce myself. And so he walked over to Santa Claus. He says, Santa Claus, I don't believe in you. And Santa Claus looked at Wampus and laughed. Well, how about that? Join the gang. There's a lot of people in this world that don't believe in me, but I'm here. Pinch me. Go ahead. Ouch! You pinched hard. Well, just wanted to make sure. But Wampus, be gentle and loving. Who are those two children there? Is that Ard and Marcia, your brother and sister? Yes, that's them. They believe in you, but I don't. Well, now, why don't you believe in me? Well, I never saw you. Well, here I am. But I never see you. And Christmas Eve, the presents come, and I never see you. Well, most children are asleep when I come to visit them and deliver presents to them. And, you know, do you know who's standing there with you? And who? Who? Well, your daddy. He brought along Mr. Candle. Oh, yeah, I see Mr. Candle every night. He comes and visits me and talks to me and tells me a wonderful story, and then he tells me to go to sleep now, and so I go off to sleep, and it's wonderful. But Santa Claus, you never come visit me. Well, I have a different job. My job is to bring presents to boys and girls all over the world, and also to bring presents to their mummies and daddies, and to the adults, too, in the world, because everyone likes to receive presents. Wampus, do you give a present at Christmas time? Why, sure, I give presents. I get presents to my dad and my mom and my sisters and my brother. You have more than one sister? I thought Martha was your only sister. No. There's Peggy and Philip and Penelope, and then there's the Georgina. And how many sisters do you have? 8. Oh, wow, Wolfus. How do you keep track of them all? Well, I think of them as numbers, and then I have a name for each number. And so I look at them, and I see a number, and I say, oh, that one is number 3. That's Mariella. And Santa Claus said, well, you are certainly quite a bright little boy. Now, what can I do to tell you that I really am Santa Claus and that I really do go around to visit the boys and girls everywhere delivering presents to them? Well, Santa Claus, if you do that, why can't I go along? My elves would like to go along. Everyone would like to go along with me. But they're not standing here asking you right now and hearing what you've got to say. Can I go? Well, all right, Wampus. I will take you along on Christmas Eve, and we'll go visit all the boys and girls in all the world. But I can tell you, Wampus, you'll get very tired and you'll fall asleep. And after you see 100 or so of the boys and girls, you'll just drop off to dreamland, and you'll be sitting in the back of my sleigh and just sound asleep. Well, that's okay, Santa Claus. At least I can see some of them. Okay, Wampus. Well, time for my supper now. Oh, Santa, I brought you a pie. Well, how nice, Wampus. Santa, it's a pecan pie. Wampus, you know the way to my heart. Pecan pie, golly Moses. And what's Martha holding over there? Martha? She's holding a pie for Mrs. Santa Claus, a berry pie. Well, now, you just are as nice as anyone can ever be. Thank you for coming to visit me, and I'm going to look forward to you riding with me as I deliver presents on Christmas Eve. Is it a deal? It's a deal, Santa Claus. It's a deal. I believe in you already, but that'll really cinch it. That'll really make it so. Oh, Santa Claus, you are wonderful. Okay, Wampus. We'll see you later. Thank you, Santa Claus. Thank you, Mr. Santa Claus. Oh, boy. And the two elves walked out the door with their children and walked back to their house. Through the storm and the snow and the wind and all that was cold, by the time they got home, Wampa says, Mom, I'm tired. And Mother Elf says, well, of course, Wampus. And so they put Wampus to bed, and he snuggled in his big bed, and he threw out his arms, and he says, Mommy and Daddy, come, let me give you a hug tonight. I love you, I love you, I love you. And all the rest of the children came in, all of his 8 sisters and his brother, all came to say goodnight. And Mr. Sandman was there, distributing very abundantly his pixie dust, so that they might fall asleep with happy dreams that they made for themselves. So, okay, boys and girls, time for me to take off to my next stop. So, have a wonderful evening, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.